Welcome to the Sensual South, where we talk about the life of a highly sexual couple. Explore thoughts, fantasies, and experiences. If you're under 18, this podcast is not for you. We are not doctors or therapists. Everything we talk about is from our own perspective, and your experiences may be different.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sensual South. I'm Ken.
And I'm Charlie. And boy, do I have some stories to tell you.
Uh-oh. What are you telling this time?
Oh, just about some of our adventures we've been taking.
Been taking? What are you talking about here?
You know, going to the glory holes.
Oh, so you mean like the twice we've been. Okay. You made it sound like it was something we did every day.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that every day.
It's a big taboo thing anyway, right? I mean, it's kind of an interesting topic, I think.
I think so. I think people are probably like us, you know, we watch them on porn. We hear about it. You know, you see it in pictures. Are they real?
You're right.
Right? Do people really do that?
No one does it, yet they exist.
Right.
It's kind of like porn. No one watches it, but it's billions of dollars a year industry.
They are hard to find.
Yeah.
I mean, try to Google it. You might get lucky. We got lucky. You might get lucky. But we Googled, like, Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky. We found two. Right. We know there's more. We do. We just don't know where.
We just don't know where.
I will find them. One at a time, but I will find them. So let's first start out with our very first one. We went miles and miles and miles.
It was about 2 hours away, wasn't it?
It was. It felt like a long drive.
Wow.
But yeah. not for bad reason. What is it you said? I get in my head.
Yeah.
You know? I did. You know, you start thinking, what am I gonna do? And you think of all the sexy stuff and it's like, oh yeah. Then you start thinking, I don't know these people. I don't know where I'm going.
What are you getting me into?
And your nerves get raggy. I don't worry, you know, really, I'm going to be quite frank. I don't really worry that much if I'm with you. I mean, if I was going by myself, I would have turned around like miles into it. Maybe halfway through. But I knew I'd be okay because you're with me. But it was, the ride there was interesting in my own head.
So what were you thinking on the way?
Well, you know, I started thinking, is it going to be like what you see? And you know that it's not, because most of what you can see in porn, they're man-made. There's somebody guiding the guys.
I think they're all man-made, baby. They're in a building.
But I mean, well, I don't even know if they're in a building. To me, they look like they're like a – they almost remind me of like a urinal. that big. No. The ones on TV, not there. You know what I'm talking about? It's like small, square, you know, whoever the main person is, main guy watches. And it is nothing like that.
Wow.
And then I got to thinking, well, what if it's like the ones that actually have like a movie theater in it? That would be kind of cool.
Right.
Right. And on the show, like on porn, and the movie theaters are also used.
Right.
Right. And so just stuff like that was going through my head. And then just nerves set in a little bit. Just because you don't know who's going to be there. You don't know what you're going to find. And then when we pull up.
Oh, boy, that's almost where we were like, turn around, let's go.
Yep. It was in a mini mall strip? Was that what you call those?
But it was abandoned. The only thing there was that adult bookstore in the back. Right. That was it.
You can't get to it through the front.
Right.
You had to go through, down the stairs, in the back door.
Right.
You know. But when you pulled up behind, it's like, all these cars.
You're almost like, damn, there's a lot of people buying sex toys here.
Yeah. Well, we thought it was an adult bookstore first.
Right.
It's not a bookstore at all.
No, right. It's a toy store.
It's just a toy store. But you walk in and guess what? Nobody. Just the guy behind the counter. Yeah. And so we're like, okay. So we walked around the toy store a little bit till we found the door. There's the door.
Well, I mean, I think we were both... Because I'd had thoughts at that moment, like, maybe we should exit stage left. Like, maybe this is, maybe we should go. Like, I think this is going to be fun, but my nerves almost got the best of me.
So, oh, good. I don't think we ever talked about that because, you know, mine did.
Right.
You know, I probably had his hands as tight as I could while we were walking through the door. It was kind of funny, though, when you go up to the door and everything's supposed to be anonymous, right? You put your $20 into this machine that looked like, what would you call it? The machine on the
floor? Oh, like one of those machines in the arcade that used to give you change. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, but instead when you put your $20 in or whatever it is that costs to go in, the door goes click. Except in our case, it did not go click.
No, it did not. So there we are having to go, hey, could you let us back to where the people are having fun at, please?
We've already paid. The guy was really nice about it. And yes, I made Ken ask. And when you first go in the door, it's really dark at first. Cause you guys, your eyes has to get adjusted because the store is like bright. Mm-hmm. But it really isn't as dark as that. But it is dark.
It feels dark. I think that adds to the allure and the, you know, the anonymous effect, right? Because you really can't see what people look like. I mean, you kind of could if your eyes adjusted well enough, but it just kind of leads to that, oh, everything here, no one knows, right? I mean, nobody knows what's happening. Right. Nobody knows who it is, that kind of thing.
You don't know me. You don't recognize me. Right. And it did. It really did. And the ambiance, we call it, right?
Yeah.
It did with the ambiance. And so Ken's like, what do you want to do? And I said, well, let's just walk around for a second. Let's kind of see what's here.
It's going to lay of the land here.
And right. And so when you walk in, it kind of like tees off. And when you walk down the first hall, you can go left or right. We chose left first.
Right.
Correct? Yeah, we went left, and that's where all those rooms were.
Right.
Those things on TV really are rooms. They're not like porta-potties that are fixed.
Right.
Whatever you want to call them. You know, that's what they remind me of, those little things. But they're rooms. They're not big. They have a TV in there to keep you occupied or keep you in the mood.
Now, I had heard that these places charged you for the videos, and in this case, they didn't. No way to pay for the videos. You could change them. There was nothing in there, I mean, to even accept money. It was just whatever.
Right, so it wasn't like a moneymaker.
Right.
I think the only way this establishment made money was literally just you paying to go in.
Right.
Right. And I'm going to assume that is for upkeep and cleaning.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling myself. Yes.
Sounds good. Really sounds good. So, but we did. There was probably, when you get to the hall, you can actually go left or right at this hall, and there were nothing but rooms. But there was, I'm going to call him a bouncer.
Yes.
There was one guy sitting there watching, making sure everybody's okay.
Right.
Right. And at this point, all you did was see guys kind of hanging outside the rooms. Mm-hmm. Didn't see any females, but you don't know what was in the rooms at that point, right? So we just kind of like walked around, looked. We opened a couple doors, looked in it, and like we said, it had a TV in there. It had actually like a folding chair. That way you could move it. And it was comfortable. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, bad. It was comfortable. And if you didn't want it there, set it aside. If you want it there, great. But anyway, so we looked through there and I kind of got it excited.
I can tell you're nervous now.
I am. I'm nervous just talking about it. I'm thinking all over again. It's funny because I like to go, so that's really bad. You know how you tell I'm getting nervous?
Oh.
I'm starting to talk fast. I just realized that. So I was. I was really nervous but yet excited, right? Mm-hmm. What's really behind the door once you shut it?
Right.
And I also thought this was funny. Each hole was a different size.
Right.
Did you
it almost looked like they had, the people who went there made them themselves, right?
Right. Right. Yeah, it did. It did. They weren't symmetrical.
Right.
By no means. They were really not. So that I thought that was kind of odd and interesting all at the same time. But once we left that area, we walked to where we were. At first we could have went left or right. We went left. So we went back to the right. And that was the actual theater room. And I don't know if you remember, but there was a girl and a guy in there.
Yeah, there was.
And they did have one on the screen. But, you know, they did have a huge screen in there. They were playing a porn.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't have to have that because you could sit there and watch it for real.
Right.
Right? Which made me even more excited, mm-hmm, in a weird way, I guess.
Now, so I noticed that When we walked in, there you could obviously tell that there were some guys that were there not interested in women at all.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you could also tell that some of the guys' excitement level went up, that there was another couple there and there was another woman there.
Yes.
So you could tell it was a mixed crowd, and you could tell that there was definitely a vibe going on. And when we went into the theater room and sat down, the first thing I noticed, I leaned over in your ear and said, I said, look at all the guys looking at you. Right. And you were like, yeah. And so we sat and watched for a minute. And then I said, do you want to go try a booth?
And I said, yes, because I'm going to be honest. All the guys staring at me made me nervous.
So we went back to the booth at that point, and we had to find, not all of them had holes.
No.
So we had to find one of the few that did.
Wonder why they didn't have holes.
I don't know. I guess some of them, the guys actually like
just go to
truck drivers and things like that, just go in to masturbate.
Right.
Right, to get some relief on right. the road, so there's no need for a hole. I guess, and sometimes I guess if you want play without somebody looking, you might go in one without a hole. I'm just guessing.
Right. Well, that makes sense. I didn't think about it that way.
Because typically if you go in one with a hole,
they're watching. If they're not yeah, right. participating, they're
right.
watching.
Right. right. So that's what I, in my opinion, happened or was going on there.
Right. That makes total sense. They were also mostly empty. But that makes total sense. So we opened like several doors. We really did like pick and choose. Mm-hmm. Of course, we didn't choose the one that didn't have a hole.
Right.
And we looked at a couple different ones that had holes. Some, again, some bigger, some smaller.
Now, I noticed as we were going in walking back there and finding a room, I caught out the corner of my eyes that there were several guys waiting to see where you went.
Yes. Yeah.
There were several. And they were keeping a respectful distance. They didn't want to seem, I guess they didn't want to seem pushy or whatever. And I didn't. They didn't feel, they weren't threatening. I didn't feel like they were being pushy. I didn't feel anything like that. I feel like they were going, okay, well, she knows what she's going back here for, so let's see where she goes.
Right.
Right. And they were, you could feel the excitement start to build in the place. And for at least the guys that were following.
You really could. And I'm not even sure why I didn't mention that, because it was kind of a nice kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right? Because here these strangers are looking at you, knowing what they want, right? And you know what? Not one person talked to us. Yep. Like they weren't disrespectful, in other words. They didn't make you nervous. They stood their distance. It was really nice at that point.
Right.
At that point. So as we walked back there and like Ken said, we did have a following. We chose a room. And went into the room.
And you sat on the chair.
I did.
I stood up, and we were kind of like, okay, what next? Because I can remember thinking like, all right, we're here.
Now what am I going to do?
Now what? Right? And you had reached up to my belt.
Yep.
And I was wearing the belt you hate because you can never get it undone.
I cannot get that damn thing done.
And before you could get it undone,
which sometimes takes a long time.
The first cock came through.
Yep. Yep. Big one.
Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny because you can't see their faces, so you really can't. When we were discussing like later in the car, in the truck driving home, what are you going to call them? Right? Right. So what do? We called them what their dick looked like.
Right. know? Right.
And I got instantly nervous. Like, now what do I do? You know, of course, I knew what to do, but it was still nervous.
Uh-huh.
So, I just started touching him, and I rubbed his balls, and I was, you know, stroking his cock a little bit, and then I put it in my mouth, and I just started blowing him, and then I stopped for a second, because then I thought to myself, well, what am I going to do with the cum? I never thought about what I was going to do with it. Was I going to swallow it? Where was I going to put it?
Right.
Right?
And I think it's important to note here that you decided you were not going to swallow.
Right.
Right. Even though you love to.
I do.
But this is so out of the ordinary. You weren't going to.
Right. Right. That's right. It all went with nerves. Right?
Right.
I think it was easier for me not to. And my nerves stayed down a little bit. But anyway, so I stopped a minute and I took off my shirt and I took off my bra and I turned around and just handed them to Ken. And so I turned back around, and they can bend over and look through the hole, and they do. Mm-hmm. And he noticed, you know, and so he put his dick back through the hole, and I started sucking him, and he was getting hard quick. Mm-hmm. This guy got hard really quick. And it was just a real, I'm trying to explain it. It's kind of hard to explain the feeling of, I love giving head, but now I'm sucking somebody's dick. I can't even see. I don't know.
Right.
You know, and it was really, really a great feeling.
So I can tell you what I noticed is that, like, when it first came through and you first started playing with it, you were like, this is exciting. And then you started blowing him. And then, you know, when you went back at, you know, when he stuck it back through, you were really excited. You were like, this is so exciting, right? You could tell on your face, your tempo picked up, the way your aggressiveness and your kind of attention. Like before, you were giving a blowjob. Right. Then you started really giving a blowjob, right?
Right. And that's what I was trying to explain how I felt. It was kind of, I really still don't know how to tell you how I felt, but it was exciting. And I did, so I started sucking him harder because in my mind, right, it's like a challenge. How can you make him come?
Right.
Right. And
he came pretty quickly.
He didn't take him long.
It was a decent, I mean, it wasn't, now.
But right, it wasn't a three-timer.
But it wasn't a 20-minute or thing either.
No.
Like, He came relatively quick and respectfully.
Right.
Because some guys, I guess the etiquette, as we've learned through research, is that if you're going to be a long time, prep yourself before you go in. Like, the girl doesn't want just you for an hour.
Right.
She's not there for you. So he was in a respectful amount of time, and you, I think you really enjoyed it.
I really did. And the other respectful thing is, too, most guys don't know to tell you. Well, they should know, but they don't tell you when they're going to come.
Right.
You know, he did.
Right.
So I was able to prepare. So I was sucking him and rubbing his cock at the same time. And then when he knocked, it's when I put my boobs out there. And I kept sucking him, kept rubbing him for a little bit. And then I let go and just started rubbing him, and he just came all over my chest. And that was exciting.
Yeah. And so, my thoughts the entire time I was watching that, I was getting so turned on because you were doing this and you could see that you were having so much fun, right? And I didn't even think to take a picture or a video during that entire time. Like, not once.
And that's not like him.
So, and you could see when he came, you were like, so you were having such a great time. And of course, they actually have things to clean you up in there. Yes. So, You started wiping down, and before you got finished, there was a hand that popped through.
Yes. Yeah.
And you looked at me like, what is that? And I said, I think he wants to touch you. And so you stuck your boob in his hand.
I did.
Then he played with your boob, and then he reached down and was playing with you, with your pussy, over your pants.
Right.
So he didn't go in your pants.
No, I still had my pants on.
Right. So he, and then he stuck his dick through.
Right. And this was the first time I seen somebody with one of those
cock rings. He had his cock and balls in the ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen one of those. So that was a first for me. And I kind of just looked at it and looked up at Ken like, now what?
What is that? You know. I think you even stopped at one point and said, what is this?
But he also was quick.
Right.
Again, none of the guys were too fast.
Right.
Right. Both of us were able to enjoy it. Both of us, I mean, me and him, but at the same time, Ken was enjoying it as well.
Right.
But I was sucking on him and rubbing his balls as they were outside the ring, over in the ring, however you want to say it, right. You know. And you could just feel them getting harder. So that's something that I've never experienced before until then. Mm-hmm. But it was really fascinating, just sucking him and just doing my thing, because that's what I love to do. And, you know, it's just something that just really turns me on. And what really turned me on is I always checked to see where Ken is. I know he didn't leave the room. It was too small for me to know he left. You know, he couldn't have left the room without me seeing him. And what was he doing back there?
I was masturbating.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was, which was an extra turn on, right? So the second guy really got a really good head because I was like really turned on. And when he came, he came.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah. I guess that's what the ring was for.
I don't know. I don't know. I can just remember you being covered.
I was covered. I was covered. And it was, but it was, the whole night was amazing. It was so such a totally different experience, but it was really exciting, you know?
Yeah, I think you enjoyed that one. And of course, we cleaned you up immediately. And we didn't hardly get that done again. And then the next one.
The next one.
And that guy was a little smaller.
A little.
Well, he was a lot smaller.
Yes, he was.
Not to be rude or anything, no. But he was.
No, because.
It didn't matter. I mean.
No, it didn't matter. But it was actually, it made it a little harder because it didn't come all the way through the hole.
Yeah.
Right? So it did make it a little harder, but it was still fun. I still like. I treated him just like I treated everybody else. I play with him. I would grab his balls and rub them and stroke his cock, and he would moan. He would make noise. Yeah. And got him really hard. And I want to say he actually took the longest.
Yeah, he did. He was the one, and he actually realized it and pulled back for a second and said, "Are you okay with continuing?" And you were like, "Yes, yes. Let me finish you."
That's right. Yes. Again, this place was, if you would have went in there, you would have probably wanted to turn around like we did, but it was actually very, very respectful guys in there. And so he did, so I did. We continued on for a little while until he just finally came, till it was his turn to knock on the wall to say I was done.
Right.
You know, and again, his cum went everywhere.
Right.
If I would have left everybody's cum on me, I would have been dripping like. Right. Literally dripping.
Now, at that point, I noticed that it looked like you were getting a bit tired. Like you were just overwhelmed with emotion. And I said, "Hey, do you want to go sit back in the theater room for a bit?" And you said, "Yes." And we'd got you cleaned up, but then there wasn't an immediate somebody sticking something through. So I felt like at that point you were okay with going back and right. Kind of stopping, and you didn't feel like you, because I know you don't want anybody to.
I would not want to disappoint.
Right. Anybody. Right. So right. I knew that was, you know, important to you. So we went back into the theater room for a few minutes, and the guys that had been there were kind of hanging out around, and they just nodded. You know, right. Nobody spoke, nobody intruded or anything like that. And then we sat in the theater room for a little bit, and I think that was when I realized, oh, my God, it's late. And we've got 2 hours to drive back home. Yes. We're going to get home at, like, 3 a.m.
We did, too.
Yeah. So I was like, honey, it's late. Do you really want to go back in there? And you were like, no, I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
And I think just the emotions of it all, you could see had kind of taken its toll a little bit, and you were exhausted.
I really was, but it was not a bad exhaustion, right? And I want to stress that it, even though there was only three guys, the emotion, like Ken would say, the emotion, the feeling, the rush. I think that's what it was, the right. Rush of it right, all, right? Right. It was a lot. It was a lot, but it was a great rush.
Yeah, and so we, you know, we got up and walked out and went to the truck. One of the guys followed us, and I didn't know this until I read later, that was kind of the MO. Like, if a guy wanted you to invite him somewhere for further play, he would typically just kind of quietly walk behind you and look to be noticed. And I think he would have been the first guy through.
I think he was the first one, yeah.
And I wouldn't mind if you wanted to play with him. I didn't know it, and I don't think you did either. And as we were driving by, he just waved, and you waved at him, and that was just kind of it, and we just went home. But, yeah, I thought it was a good time, and we talked about it, and you gave me Roadhead on the way back home.
Yes,
and, you know, we had a lot of fun using that as fantasy stuff and as fuel for our sex life. But all in all, I thought it was good. I mean, I wouldn't say it was that experience – was it, oh my God, you have to do this? You know, I don't think you would even classify it like that. But I think for you, you got to do something you like, and it was fun, and it was exciting and naughty, and you know, right. You'd love to do things naughty. And
for me?
Yeah. And so to me, to see the excitement in you was a big turn on. And I still, by the way, still there's times when I think about you doing that again.
Yes, and what do you do when you think about that? No.
We fuck. That's usually what we do.
Well, I have to admit, when I turned around and seen him masturbating, that was like, that was awesome. You know, because here I am, I was focusing on something else and at the time, and knowing he's behind me, knowing all that, but to turn around and see that was like, oh, if I could have done them both at the same time, I would have had it that moment.
You know, I think you did try.
Yeah.
You did. Well, may not have been there. But at one point, you did try, and I wouldn't let you.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was like, no, this is not me.
No. He's also shy. Yeah, I'm also very shy. I told y'all that. But he, yeah.
I'm very shy.
But it really was a great time.
Yep. So that led us to our next one. If you're going to talk about them, you're going to talk about Huntsville.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So there's one in Huntsville where the one in Kentucky you would, you know, think twice about going into. You don't the one in Huntsville.
It's not out in the middle of nowhere. No. It's right next to a strip club, right over an adult
bookstore,
toy store.
And there's a bar there.
It's clearly a toy store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, I mean, yeah. And there's a bar there. Like you said, there's a bar there.
Isn't there even a bowling alley or something?
I mean, it's like less than a mile down the road, there's a bowling alley. Seriously.
I mean, it's like everything's like right there. That one, and the stairs you have to walk up. It's probably, you walk up, what, it would be total maybe two flights of stairs in a house, maybe?
Right.
So you walk up the stairs, and that right there gives you a little bit of nervousness, like what it's going to look like when you open the door. And when you open the door, what's it look like? It looks like a room.
It looks like a typical, I don't know, just a regular store. And there's a little bit different, though, because unlike Kentucky, where you pay, and when you go in, and it's a one-time thing, there you have to pay $10 or $20, and it's credits to watch the movies.
Right.
And if you're in a booth, it's expected that you have the movie playing. That's kind of how, that's their profit model there.
Right. And as far as I know, we haven't seen it, and we've looked all around. There's not a theater room there.
Nope. Not that I could find, anyway.
The guys there will talk to you.
Yes.
Before you go in the rooms. They'll be waiting outside a room to let you know they're waiting on you.
Right.
So it was a whole total different experience.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was brighter. It was well lit, right? Yes. I mean, well lit. So, I mean, I think the overall aesthetic, a lot of people would find more pleasing. Right. I guess that's fair.
I would say that. And just because to the other one, you couldn't see what it really looked like. Right. So you picture in your mind the stuff, again, what you see on TV, you know. This place was clean. It was, the bathroom was immaculate, I have to say. Yeah, I always check out bathrooms, so the bathroom was immaculate. The guys were friendly. Mm-hmm. They would talk to you, and they would follow you. I've had a couple suggest which room to go into.
Right. Hey, you like to do this, so this room might be better for you.
Right. And I think the one was like, you know, in the very, very back.
It's a double room.
It's a double room.
You can invite people into play, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Right, right. And the hole's bigger.
Right.
So we chose that room. And I actually like the bigger room because it gives Ken space. Mm. Right.
And I appreciate that.
And I do bring my, and you guys have heard that podcast, my hoe bag.
Right.
I do bring my hoe bag. And I've also learned to bring something for my knees because of the concrete floor. Because this one doesn't have the chair.
Right.
It does have a bench.
It does have a bench. Yep.
So you can actually sit on the bench and watch the porn, but then you can't do anything with the hole.
Right.
You know? But it's, so I do like this one to be a little bit bigger. It has more room. You can get more, a little bit more comfortable in them. And when we were back in that room, the actual first person was a woman. Do you remember?
Yes.
And that shocked the crap out of me.
Yep.
It really
her and her husband.
Her and her husband, that's right. So I played with them both.
Yeah.
And, we could, again, you can see through the holes, you can hear on the other side. You know, so we could tell there was a couple in there. And we just figured they were going to be like us, but he was the one, you know. But no, she went first. And it was different. It was fun. for those who don't know, I am bi, so it was really fun. And you can see that he was getting turned on, so he told her to excuse him. And it was his turn. And that lasted a little bit. Now, he didn't come.
No, he didn't. No. I think he had an issue coming. Yes. Just from all indications and talking with them afterwards.
Right.
And they weren't the only couple there. There was another couple that showed up.
That's right.
Actually, yeah. It was a pair of couples that showed up.
Right.
And both of them were meeting. They had set up single guys or guys to meet them there.
Right.
And so that was going to be an interesting time. But that night, I forgot why we didn't stay super long. I think you only had like two visitors, maybe three.
We had three.
Three.
And we had one that kept wanting to come back.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had four because you had that one guy who kept wanting to come back and couldn't.
Right.
Right. So he kept trying and you were like, you know, and
I did make that one come who said he could never come.
Yes, you did. And you felt very proud about that. Yes. I was proud of you.
Yes. Yes. And so just so you know, they some places they will talk to you. And this one guy was like, look, it just doesn't really work, but I would really enjoy it if you could do it for a little bit.
Right.
And guess what? It worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked.
And
he was just as shocked as
us. Yeah, he was really shocked.
He shook my hand afterward. Do you remember he met us?
Yeah. Now I will. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I do want. There was something that happened there that I had to handle that didn't happen at the others, and it initially, until I thought about the circumstances, it initially put me off. I wasn't gonna go back, even though it appeared cleaner. Was when the one guy who had asked. That couldn't.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. The guy that kept coming back, he asked on the second time, he was like, well, can I suck your titty?
Right.
And I said, I looked at you and you were like, you were like, okay with it. And so you did. And then we were kind of done with that room and we were kind of going to go out. We went to the bathroom and we were coming back and he kept following and he asked to suck your tits like two or three times. Yeah. And finally, the last time I looked at him, I said, that's not what we're here for, dude. No.
Right. Right. Right.
So, that was that incident. And again, it's not that, I mean, in overall things, it's not that bad.
No, we would still go back there.
Yeah.
You know, I did have a fun time. It was sexy.
Yes.
I mean, when you're walking back there and, you know, the guys are, again, they're lined up in this particular place, they'll talk to you and it's almost like you can pick and choose.
Right.
Right. I did not. It's whoever came in, you know, that's not something that I do. And then to meet the other couples there.
That was fun. And even the guy running the counter said, hey, look, tonight's not a great night. You know, right. it's, and we did get there kind of late.
We did.
And he said, but if you come back, unlike other places, you know, you buy your ticket just once and you can leave and come back as many times as you want. Right. So you don't have to keep doing it.
Right.
And so I thought that was nice. Right. They were like, okay, if this is your thing, let us help you.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and where the other place was kind of like hushed and, it's, you know.
Right. Like the guy behind the counter didn't mention the room at all unless, like, until we asked him to let us in, you know. There, they were very open. They talked about it. And he actually told us, remember, on a Saturday, if you come about noon, it's a lot better than coming in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, coming late at night. We're like, oh, okay. We haven't tried that yet.
We
haven't tried it yet. But both places still made me feel sexy. You know, it made me feel like, hey, they enjoyed it. They wanted it. It was both, I think because of the ambiance of both places, it was different,
mm-hmm.
right? But each, I really enjoyed every time we've gone.
Yeah. So that brings up a couple of questions I have for you.
Uh-oh.
One, do you want to go back?
Of course.
I thought that. Do you want to do like the other couples did and set up people to meet us there?
See, I have thought about that. I really have.
I think that'd be fun.
I think that would be fun.
It kind of takes away some of the anonymous aspect, yes. but it does guarantee you more opportunities while you're there.
Right. Well, and if you think about it, the Huntsville one being lit up and the guys talking to you took away anonymous.
Yeah, it did.
Right.
It did.
So, yeah, I do. I think it would be fun. And I actually thought about trying to plan it for like a couple weeks from now. Just telling you, I was thinking about it.
All right.
But we got to advertise, right? We got to put it out there.
Yeah. We'll have to let everyone know when we're going. We'll probably post it on Reddit or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. That was a good story. Those were interesting.
Oh, thank you.
So let's do this. You know, one of our things here is that we always like to help and we always like to dispel myths and right. things like that.
Right.
So if you had to, what do you in your head is one myth about one of those places that you would like to completely dispel? Like this is not even real, guys.
Okay. So,
or at least from our experience, this was
right,
real.
From our experience. There's a lot of, it's not nasty. You know, you don't go in there and there's not cum dripping down the walls, right? It's not nasty. A lot of people are like, oh my God, disease and all this. I got checked, what, a week ago?
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah, that would be your second one since.
Since then,
yeah.
Exactly. Or third, second?
Second.
Okay, since then. So, you know, I'm absolutely fine. It's just as sexy as you want it to be.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. One of the things that I would like to dispel about that is that all the guys are dirty. They weren't.
Oh, I went. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You're right.
They. I mean, I think for the most part they were, except for the one, which I don't know. There seems to be an asshole in every bunch, and yes. and I don't think he was being an asshole. As he was desperate.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I thought he was desperate.
Yeah, so, and that kind of came across. But, you know, they're not skeevy. They're not dirty.
No.
You know, it was kind of like normal guys just kind of looking for release and fun.
Yes.
You know, and that was fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, we really couldn't see the ones, really, for real, not even in the theater because it was dark. We really right. couldn't see them. But the one that followed us out.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad looking.
No.
You know, he wasn't like dirty looking.
He was a muscular guy. Yep. I mean, he
you can tell he took baths. I mean, right. Well, and let me be honest. You could tell all of them took baths.
Right.
No, there was no, I don't want to say, no stench. There was nothing, you know, right. It was clean.
No body odor.
There you go. That's,
yeah,
that's one
no,
to dispel
no
too,
funk.
Right. It's,
yeah.
It was clean, right?
Yeah.
And the one in Huntsville was the same way. The guys, they weren't ugly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, why are you here? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's on some of these guys, but it's just because.
That's maybe what they want.
That's their kink too.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
That we all have fetishes. We all have kinks. We all have things we like, and that's how they got their satisfaction. And you know, it's how we got ours too that night. So
that's right.
We can't complain about it at
no.
all.
No.
So okay, that's so. If you had to give a piece of advice to ladies that are wanting to go, what would you give? Because I've got some advice for the husbands.
For the ladies wanting to go.
Yep. And maybe, you know, their husband has brought it up and they're sitting there thinking, oh, I don't want to do this. Like, it turns me on, but I'm so nervous about going. So what would be your advice?
Well,
there?
The first thing would be don't get in your own head.
Yeah.
You know, don't.
That's a lot of it, right?
It really, believe me, that 2-hour ride got a, you know, you know, because we're going. We're not turning around, right?
Right.
We're in the vehicle. It's not like you're at home going, oh, no. No, you're going. But don't get in your own head. And it really is as sexy as you want to make it. Go in there, have a good time.
Right.
You know, notice the differences like I did, like the ring on the guy. You're like, oh, cool.
Weird. Oh, that's different.
You know, and just be you. If you enjoy it, enjoy it. But now, the hoe purse needs to go.
Yeah.
You need to bring it with you.
And that's where in your purse, because we actually didn't think about this, and we had to stop at a convenience store and buy mouthwash.
Right.
We didn't think about that. Decided, oh, that's something we should probably have brought. And so we went and got some. But you probably want to bring some mouthwash.
Right. That was actually why it stays in my purse now.
Right.
Because that's the first time we started bringing it. We normally bring toothbrushes up, but no, I wanted a mouthwash. I wanted to rinse everything, you know.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think, and again, not trying to – you do get in your own head and you're like, oh my God, like what? And so you were like, honey, I just want some mouthwash. I really want some mouthwash.
Right.
And so we stopped and got you some and it was fine. And, you've even used the mouthwash. You used the mouthwash in the bathroom at Huntsville, right?
Yes,
so,
did.
I mean, it was
yes.
just one of those cleanliness things that it's good to think about it beforehand. But the other one that I think that women who are considering going should think about, and men, you should think about this for your ladies as well.
The knee pad.
Should really think about bringing a little pillow.
Yeah, The one in Huntsville had a chair, so I didn't even think about it. So, Huntsville, I'm sorry, the one in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So when we got to Huntsville, really needed a chair.
Right.
You know, it hurts your knees. Being on the concrete. So, put a little pillow. You know, like I'm talking about one of those little head pillows, or something. Just stick it in your purse. Yeah. Your whole bag should be pretty big. So stick it in there. And also, too, wear something that if you plan on taking something off, it's going to be easy.
Yeah. Yes, because I think that's important because if you're not going to swallow, and I imagine most women won't at first. I mean, you love to swallow and you didn't. Right. So I imagine most women won't. Then even if you try to point it at the floor or anywhere else,
it's
probably going to get on you. Right. So these guys, a lot of them, from my experience, are pretty excited and not only came big, but they came hard.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And so you wearing something you can take off and if you don't want to wear it. Now, there are that one lady, she said, no, I'm wearing this out. That was what she wanted. So, fine. Great. Me. Awesome. Yeah. But try to think about things like that. Think about comfort. You know, in my experience, they were kind of warmish. So, you might get a little hot in there.
Yes.
So taking something off might help you.
Right. That is true. It's not cold. Yes. No, they're not. That's too much body heat in there.
Right. Especially both of us crammed in one of those little rooms.
Yes. So what is your advice to men?
So to the husbands who want...
Take a camera? Just kidding.
Take a camera. To the husbands who want your wife to do this, be supportive. Like all of these adventures in the lifestyle, it's something that you can share together, even if you, like me, there's no way I'm blowing a guy, but I don't hold anything against anybody that does. It just wasn't my thing, but I do like watching my wife play. So, because again, she's my personal porn star. Make sure that you keep yourself centered and present at all times. Because again, while our experiences were good, and we believe that most of yours would be as well, you are still have to be aware because she's going to get lost in what she's doing. And the more you're focused on her comfort, safety, enjoyment, the more she will put on the show that you are there for.
Right.
And you may want to participate, right? There might be a woman on the other side, and you may want to have her blow you. I did. It was fine. It was fun. But, you just want to make sure that you're centered and present and are aware and are kind of helping her navigate.
Right.
Because she's going to be so far in her head. So just, be a good husband and help her enjoy herself.
And you'll enjoy it, too.
And you'll enjoy it, too, for sure.
Right. I don't think I ever thought about safety until you were talking. Not safety in the room, but safety in general. I can't say the one in Huntsville has cameras.
Yeah, they do.
The one in Kentucky.
They had cameras, too.
Did they have cameras? Yeah. I didn't see them.
I noticed when we were there, they're on the corners and stuff.
Oh,
and
did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a room, there's a door that I think is for smokers that they watch. So there is some. How much they actually pay attention to it, I don't know. But it appeared that they did.
The one in Huntsville, they did because the guys are watching for girls.
Right. Yeah, they told us. They were like, we watched this camera. We were excited when we seen your wife get out. So when we seen you, not so excited. Seen your wife, really excited. So I was like, oh, well.
But I was going to say, I never felt threatened or anything right there. Like I never worried about that.
Yep.
Right?
I think all in all, good good experience.
It was great experience, actually.
Yeah. So there's a couple other things that I want to talk about on this show. So last show we talked a little bit about, and we've talked before about OnlyFans, and when they talked about pulling porn off and sexually explicit content, we kind of shelved the OnlyFans, right? We're like, okay, we got to find something else. And we started looking at stuff and damn it, OnlyFans came back and said, okay, well, we're kidding, y'all. We're going to let you have it.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. Oh,
okay.
So I guess we're going to see what they're going to do. We don't want to invest a lot of time and material into something that's going to go away. So hopefully we'll settle on something and have it up by the end of the month. That's my goal. And if we're going to go with OnlyFans, we'll go with OnlyFans. If not, we'll come up with a system.
We'll just create our own.
We'll create our own. Or something. We'll do something. so that we can get you guys the interactions that you're asking for. So that being said, that's the show for the week.
Oh, wait. I want to challenge. I know I didn't even tell you, did I?
Nope.
I want to challenge our listeners.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So you can chat with us through Facebook. You can chat with us through Instagram. You can chat with us through Twitter, right? I want to know what your favorite kink is, and did you do it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Just let me know. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, it's a challenge. I want to see who replies.
All right, guys. Well, that's Central South for the week. And thank you, guys, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Good night.
Night.